Slow motion. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. Slow motion. We all would like things to move very rapidly in our life. We'd like to have experiences take place as quickly as possible. We'd like miracles to happen in our life. And that will be another topic for us shortly. But miracles do happen, and they do take place very quickly. And we are the ones who are in slow motion. We are the ones who are forgetful that every little thought has a meaning all its own. Every little thought that we ever think is a cause we put into motion for ourselves. It is an action that we do that brings about a result. No matter what we like to think about it, it brings about a result. So if we say that I can do something, and then a moment later we say we can't, and then a moment later we say we can, and then a few moments later we say, well, let's try it this way, or let's do it using these devices, or let's make it happen by blasting away at it and using all sorts of techniques to accomplish it, forgetting that our thoughts are things, and our thoughts do bring results. In the Mojave Desert in California, there have been many rocks that have been photographed. And these rocks have moved across the surface of the desert, quite a distance, miles in fact. And they've left a deep trail along the desert. Now, is there some magnetic interference underneath the ground that moves these rocks along? Is there some force above the ground that shoves them along? How do these rocks move? Well, that's something that metaphysicians know, but very few others know. The rocks are thoughts, too. And the rocks are thoughts, and they have the ability to accomplish whatever they want to accomplish. And these rocks might be called moving rocks. Within their consciousness is the ability to move. And they fulfill that ability by moving. And there are many pictures that are taken, pictures that are available to the public to see these moving rocks. Now, strange as it may seem, these moving rocks do move, and they're quite large, and they move but very slowly. They might take a year to move, and in that year, they leave this trail behind them, maybe 2 years, maybe less, maybe more. But they leave a trail behind them. And with all the winds of the desert and with all the blowing sand and so forth, the trail is still very evident because it's quite deep. The rock is really quite heavy, and it is moving along the sandy surface, just like the dune buggies moving along the sandy surface oftentimes leave trails for years and years and centuries, you know. It's amazing. When the pioneers came across the country from the east to the west, they went through the desert and they went up trails and they went across arid areas, and the trails that they left are still very visible today, and they're called the trails of the pioneers. It's not unusual then, therefore, that rocks that do move leave that trail. Now, there's no evidence that something moved this rock. No evidence that something had caused it to go. But the rock, all things have a consciousness, whether we like to believe it or not. The rock chose to move. Now, it wasn't that something chose to move the rock, but the rock chose to move. Because within each object, each beingness, is the ability to be itself. You and I have the ability within us to move a rock physically, but can we move ourselves mentally? Can we move a rock mentally? Yes, we can. Well, if we can move a rock mentally, perhaps we move the rock and the rock didn't move itself. That's a possibility, isn't it? Not quite probable, but it's a possibility. Why would you give so much positive, definite energy to moving a rock in the middle of the Mojave Desert, in the middle of California, in the forsaken area where no one goes, no one drives, no one moves their cars, no one does anything? But why would you do that? Why would you do that? Most interesting, isn't it? Think about it. Quite likely the rock moved itself. Now, you and I, we can move ourselves too. And we can go by the slow motion the rock moves. But the rock has been one-pointed, constantly one-pointed on moving. And it moved. And it moved a little and a little and a little. We too can move a little and a little and a little toward whatever aspiration we have for ourselves. And we are successful in that moving to the degree that we are persistent, to the degree that we're one-pointed, to the degree that it is something that, without a doubt, we want to accomplish. Now, this choice of something to accomplish could be good health, could be good relations, could be independent wealth, could be any number of things, any number of things for ourselves. Now, we could also think it for another, and that would be beautiful, but why not first begin with ourselves and practice demonstrating what we are doing in slow motion now in a very definite, positive way. Now, the rock's not growing old as it is moving across the desert. The wind and the elements may be decimating the rock tiny fraction by tiny fraction as the time goes on, and that truly does happen. But you and I, when we are thinking our thoughts, and we are having our choice of what we think about, can you say, I am independently wealthy, I am independently wealthy, I am independently wealthy? Can you say that until you believe it? Now, you don't have to have it to believe it. You can just believe these words, know these words, and act as though these words were true. Being independently wealthy doesn't mean you go out and spend a lot of money. It could. But it means that you have the ability to have whatever it is that you would like to have. You have the ability to buy, in other words, whatever it is you'd like to buy. Now, you say, but I don't have that, and I don't know many people who do. That's true. People who do have it more or less unconsciously. To be independently wealthy is their nature. It is their experience. Oh, it's their dad and their mom's, their family heritage, the inheritance that's come down the line. It was their luck with the sweepstakes, and it was this, and it was that. Hey, stop and think. People who win lucky sweepstakes and win a great deal of money, if you were to take 10 of them, how many of them have any money left of millions of dollars? How many of them have any money left in 10 years? Most of them have none. One, two, maybe have some. They may have been guided to be careful or to spend it wisely or to invest wisely. They may have been touched by someone who knew how, but they didn't. They merely were one-pointed in saying, I have won the sweepstakes, and now that's lovely. Now, they did, and they didn't deserve it, you might say, because they didn't know how to use it, but hey, they knew how to get it. Now, you and I, we know how to get independent wealth if we choose. We have that as our only thought in our mind. And by only thought, I don't mean we have no other thoughts. I mean, we do not have the thought that we are not independently wealthy. We only have the thought that we are independently wealthy. And then we experience it. We only have the thought that we are whole and perfect. And then we experience it. We do not have any thought that comes into our mind that says we're not. The moment a feeling might come up and say, whoops, I hurt, I'm whole and perfect. Whoops, time for my pills, I'm whole and perfect. We take our pills, we do everything the doctor says, but we know that we're whole and perfect. We know that we're whole and perfect. People have put on suntan lotion even after they no longer were in the sun. People have done all sorts of silly things, even though they no longer had to do the things they did. But, c'est la vie. We can put a cause in motion, like the rock in the desert, and we can move without fail in a direction that leads us to what goal we want. Where that rock is going, it's anyone's guess. Why the rock is moving? Because in the consciousness of the rock, it is moving. There can be no other answer. Scientists may come up with all sorts of earth vibrations and so forth, But if that is true, why is it that many rocks are not moving? Why isn't there a parade of rocks across the desert if it is the earth movement or if it is a magnetic field that's working there? So you see, I can contest that this is an individual rock's decision, just like you have an individual your decision to be who you are and to do and accomplish what you want to accomplish. This day, put the cause in motion for yourself like I do for myself. I am a happy person. I enjoy my life. I am surrounded by beautiful people. I'm always doing things that make me feel very, very good. And so it is. You can do that in any area of your life if you like. And the way to do it is to be one-pointed. We remain one-pointed regardless of any experiences, and watch it happen. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.